This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities looking at the cattle markets for Thursday, October 12th. Well, interesting day yesterday. We started out weaker, putting in new lows in most of these contracts of both live cattle and feeder cattle. And then the market caught a spark, had a sharp move to the upside about mid-session and held those gains and just continued to work its way higher into the close. So we had an impressive outside day higher in all the feeder cattle contracts and the deferred live cattle contracts. So encouraging sign, you know, the market in feeder cattle has come down and tested the previous trading range low, and now we're holding support on that, and now we get a big reversal off of it. Obviously, we need to see some follow through here, preferably today, to confirm this reversal, but it was an impressive price performance. In the cash trade, we did get some cash rolling, and it really can't point to the cash as the reason for the market to move higher. Cash trade, Fed trade at 182 was down one on the week. Dressed at 290 was up one on the week. Box beef values were lower. Choice down 78 cents at 300 even. Select down 85 at 275. The spread gained 7 cents. We're sitting at 24.98. Movement was 146 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, 126,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 379, which is up 4 from last week, still down 4 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 47 cents. We're sitting at 249.79. So cash trade, kind of mixed. A box beef slightly lower. So you really can't point to the cash as the reason for the market to move higher. But still, the futures are showing us something, showing us that, we have found pretty decent support here. Buyers are willing to step up and get into the market and hold those gains through the session, through the close. So again, we need to see some follow through here, but it was an impressive reversal up. And I would expect that we probably have found some notable lows here. I've been thinking that the feeder cattle market is going to turn around here and find support from many different angles, from the winter wheat guy, from the corn guy, from the northern plains holding calves back, especially heifers, but any calves they can, for backgrounding, because they have the feed. And then, of course, you have the regular feedlots who need to fill pens and are depending on a big fall run. And I you're just not going to get it. You're not going to get the numbers everybody knows are already tight, but you're seeing, I think, just an encouragement of calves being held back by the producer who, if what are calves he doesn't have to sell for cash flow reasons, he's going to hold back. He's got the feed. We're in a bull market. We see ever-tightening supplies, and everybody's talking about, retaining heifers and needing heifers to expand the herd. So my guess is you're going to see an increase in backgrounding for whatever producers can hold back, but that you'll probably see a lot of these calves come to town in January. You got a new calendar year, a new tax year. You're just ahead of calving. You're probably going to see a lot of these calves that would have been going to town in October, hit the auction yards in January. So kind of just keep that in the back of your mind as well. And then it's just a matter of, do you have enough moisture in the southern plains to put calves on grass? Is Texas going to recover from the wicked drought that they've been enduring? Are the central plains going to get enough moisture? They've had some pretty decent moisture here over the last couple months, enough to remove a big chunk of that area off the drought monitor. So that's impressive. So I think the demand for calves in the spring will be pretty robust, but the more rain you get, the more demand for calves you're going to get, especially in the far south. So just keeping all those things in mind, I think there's still another run up in this cattle market, especially the feeders, whether it peaks in early May because of demand for grass calves or extends out into next fall when you really see that herd expansion continue, just remains to be seen. But I do think there's another good leg up in both the live cattle and the feeder cattle. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.